Hey friends, welcome to the Station Cafe Happy Hour. This is April from Penguins Creative, and we have Kelly from Kelly Love Letters here with me today to talk about all things stationery and fun things in the community. Join us with a drink and talk about something new, something we own, and something in our shopping cart. How's it going, Kelly?
It's good. April pointed out that I look like I'm in a 90s like band or something because I didn't even realize it because I've had my hair up all day, so I put it down and it's got this kind of like shaggy wave thing going on.
And like
on
a 3-7 part. And then she has this checkered shirt.
The flannel.
Flannel over a black t-shirt, so she looks like she came out of some like English pop or grunge rock band.
I looked in at the camera and I was like, oh, hey, Kurt Cobain. What's going on? Oh, so anyway, that's me today, I guess.
What are you drinking?
I literally just have water because I got home from work not too long ago and I haven't had a second, really.
No coffee, no nothing. Well, guys, run to TJ, Trader Joe's right now, because your favorite drink is back in town. Sparkling Honey Crisp Apple Juice. Only in the season. Hey. I'm saving it for this moment. Like, oh shoot, it's too...
Ooh, nice. That's that good sound.
It's so good. It's like, it gives you the pleasure of drinking like a cider, like a Martinelli, but with less sugar, I think.
Oh, nice. Heyo, good recommendation from April.
And it's very like, it's like a little bit of tangy sourness from like the Honey Crisp. But it's really, really good. And I always stock up on like boxes and boxes of that. starting from around Thanksgiving all the way to, I think, the second week of December is when it's out. Nice. And I get so sad because you don't see this until next year.
Yeah. I guess I need to go get some too.
So speaking of December approaching, today as this is released is December 1st. Are you doing December daily? Kelly.
Okay, here's how I feel about December daily. I don't do it.
Wait, I remember we had a similar conversation last year. Did we?
Well, like, I don't really make it into a thing, you know? Like,
you already daily do it, right?
I mean, I think about people like Emily Caria. Do you know her? You probably do on YouTube. She's this British lady I believe she's married to this Japanese guy and they have a kid together and she lives in Japan.
Oh, Emily. Emily Pencil. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I forgot that's her. She always has these really elaborate, like, December daily or December journal things that she plans. And I love watching her videos, but I'm always like, no, I don't do that.
You would do October daily, like Halloween spreads every day, right? So this is probably not your thing.
Yeah, totally.
But then when else would you have the excuse to use up all our holiday and Christmas and, like, you know, the festivity things? I have another word for it, but like things. Even Daiso is coming out with Christmas Rilla Kuma sticker sheets. And like,
oh no,
do you know Afro Ken, right? Afro Ken,
no,
the dog.
Afro Ken!
So they had like, had sheets of Afro Ken at Daiso now, and they came up with a holiday version of Afro Ken. So Afro Ken is just decked out in like sweaters, and the hair is kind of like fluffy, so it's just very, very cute. I saw it on Instagram.
Well, I'll need to get those for sure.
So you should probably plan a trip. Kind of drive up to would be the closest one? The one Federal Way? Yeah, drive up to that one and then just come back down, I guess.
And then just go home.
A 2-hour drive to Daiso. Hey, I can meet you this Saturday. We're taking it. Cookie to Groom down in Federal Way.
Oh, that's a thought.
That's a thought. Nice. Oh, and you have another follow-up news, too?
I do. Well, and this was actually because we were supposed to record this last week, but actually just today, at MA Oh man. Emmy Guerrero, I'm so sorry for butchering your name. You're on Instagram and we've been talking. She tagged me in a post when she ordered that holographic Dominant Industry ink because it got restocked at Yoseika, and it's actually already out of stock again. I checked, but I actually just got mine today, so I was able to. It's so I'm showing it to April right now, and it looks really cool. But I just got my Q-tip and tested it on some Midori paper, and it's so like it's well, it's got this kind of like ring around it. It's really hard to tell in this lighting, but it's definitely not meant for certain paper. I think it's meant to like summon unicorns or something. Like
With the unicorn blood that was part of the ingredients.
Right. We need to make like a pentagram and get our unicorn on.
I just
So
remember
I have no idea
seeing.
how to use this ink, but I'm excited about it.
Exactly.
It's really cool.
So what I learned from watching people unboxing the Dominant Industry inks on Instagram is do not use glass pens, only use dip pens. Because
Right.
apparently Amy from Life of Lily Coe showed off she was using her glass pen to dip into the chrome color, and then she said she had to use acetone to clean it off. It was so hard to get off, and I'm like, whoa, what if it strips the tipping of your pen or something, like
Yeah.
the things in it? Like
Right. Which is
that is scary.
why it's only meant for, dip pens only. It's kind of insane.
But not even glass dip pen. It has to be like
Right,
those
yeah.
like zebra G nib,
Yep. Yep, the kind
dip
with the
pens.
nib.
Exactly. Well, I'm excited to see what you do with it because some people say you can write with that on glass, on plastic, and like
Yeah, that's what I've heard. It's very weird.
it's more fun on like weird texture than on paper. So who knows? Like maybe even on washi tape or PET tape, that would be fun.
That's a good idea.
So
Nice.
anyway, let's get into this week's topic. Why don't I start
Yep.
with something new? And I feel like a lot of people probably already saw it. Twisby Eco is coming out with a new pen colored, and it's a beautiful, luminous jade green called the Jade. And
Yes.
I'm just kind of, it's kind of funny to see a lot of people comment and was like, will it glow in the dark? Please tell me it'll glow in the dark. And I'm like, no.
No.
No. Like the
And
jade is jade. It's like a higher level like gem above that plasticky thing that glows in the dark. Don't try to associate them.
exactly,
No.
yes. And it has been confirmed by our distributor from Twisby that no, it does not glow in the dark.
And like it's not supposed to glow in the dark. Like it has that luminance where it does take in light and it'll like glow under light and stuff. Like it will look like it's like sparkling and stuff. Like it has
Right.
that calm, elegant glow, if you will,
Yes, a calm, elegant glow.
of like jewelry and stuff. In fact, jade is a very common material used in like jade bracelet, jade like necklaces in I think Chinese, I think not even Chinese, like a lot of Asian culture, jade is pretty much used there. And so I'm just like, no, it does not glow in the dark. Don't make it glow in the dark. Like when I think about glow in the dark, I think of those cheap like stars you paste on the
Oh
ceiling,
yeah, totally.
and at night it just does that thing. But I'm like, this is a different thing. And I love jade colors. Like I almost got the Sailor Shikiori Dragon Palace
Oh yeah, that's
color.
so pretty.
And to be honest, I still don't know why I still haven't gotten that yet. I guess it's because it was like an MF nib and I didn't like MF nibs.
Or may
But
I mean, yeah, we I feel like between you and me, like I have so many freaking MF nibs, but some Sailor pens only come in that, so you have to keep buying.
that's true. But Twisby Eco is like the reliable nib that we all love. And I am excited to get it in jade and finally kind of add that kind of nice green collection to my nice green color to my collection.
Yes.
Because I don't think I have a green. Do they ever come out? Oh, they did have like that lime green. Like
they also have a transparent green.
Yes, I recognize that. It kind of looked like the Pilot Prera demonstrator green.
Yeah.
That one. Not quite my type of green. Yeah, I like
not really me either.
Like if they had done like a matcha-y green, I would be totally go for that.
Oh my gosh.
But the jade is kind of the closest thing they have right now, so I'm really excited about it. And then it's gonna be the price point of a Twisby Eco. I'm not to worry about it breaking the bank. It's gonna be just a nice color to add to the lineup. And when are you guys carrying it? That's the question. Is it there yet?
It's not there yet. I'm pretty sure the official release date is the 6th of December, I want to say.
Oh, very close.
And that, that might be something that I shell out, without my discount. I just might buy it full price because I want to get my hands on it.
You think it's going to be a bestseller this time? Like, is it going to be like out immediately?
It's always hard to say because things that I think are going to be like, yeah, people don't care about, but like, but then, it's hard to say. But based on like our friend group's reaction to that pen, like, literally all of you were like, Kelly, when are you guys getting it? Sign me up for medium. When is this happening? Sarah's like, I want a medium and an extra fine. Yes. Like, whoa.
We already placed our verbal orders. Like, basically, if Ovation is carrying, like, 10, we already reserved, like, 5 of them. So,
yeah.
That's kind of what's happening here. So, I don't know. I feel like this is going to be a hit. I think that color's really neat. It's probably one of the new pastel-y color they did since the pink and the blue they had. The pastel pink, pastel blue they did for Asia for
a while. Yeah, those were so cute.
Mm-hmm. And so I think this is going to be a hit. And I think it kind of symbolizes like luck and like, prosperity going into the new year. So I like that color. I think it's a smart move to release it at the end of the year, so people will be like, oh, here's a nice new year gift, it's jade.
That's really sweet. Oh man. And oh, so maybe you could give it like with a lucky red envelope or something.
Cute. That is a cute idea. I think that's super cute for kids and stuff.
Or you're like, I should do that for myself.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, well, we already for sure are getting it, so that's out of the
nice
question. So what's your new stuff this week?
Well, so my new stuff, the Ferris Wheel Press, I've been pretty excited about it lately because I helped place the next our newest order. And one of the things I put on there was the Stroke of Midnight ink, which is a new color. That I see as like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Stroke of genius.
Well, no, I was thinking of like a New Year's kind of ink.
I guess
it could also be Cinderella. Maybe that's what it's supposed to be now that I'm thinking about it. But it's just a dark, like a blue, black, silver shimmery ink. It's real pretty, and I've been noticing that the 38 mil bottles do a lot better at Oblation than the 85 mil, but we still have sold quite a few of the big boys, but it's like, why? I don't know. it's too much.
It's a lot of color. It's like a little bomb there, seriously. Like a little grenade.
But when you're holding it, you're like, oh, sure, yeah, cool, and then you realize, oh, this is literally like, I don't know, a normal bottle of ink is like 50 mils, and that's 35 more mils. More. What are you going to do with all that?
So the Iroshizuku bottles are 15 mil, right?
Yeah. Like
those already felt huge to me.
They're like so, it's nuts.
Well, I like this color a lot. Like, it reminds me, I think the last color that I swatched that's similar to this is like, I think was it the Boston Terrier from Colorverse or yeah. one of the Galaxy ones from Colorverse where yeah. it's like really black, but then has these like insane shimmeriness mm-hmm. to certain angles of it. And yeah, I think it'll look really cool. And you're right, this gives me that like kind of midnight count of the clock, like, you know, either fireworks are coming out or something magical yeah. is about to happen, that kind of pen.
Well, and on the box art, it looks like there's a like some old school clock that has Roman numerals on the
right, yeah,
on the clock face. Every box art is like different for every ink.
Oh, really? They yeah. do different illustrations to match the name?
Yeah. And it's
what is like, the Goose Pom Pom one?
Or Poupon.
Goose Poupon. What is the illustration for that one?
I actually forgot. I know one of them has a kitty on it, and I like that one a lot. it might be that one, actually. I forget. But yeah, you know. I'm excited to keep carrying these guys, and I just zoomed out on something. Sorry. Yeah, they're neato.
Nice. Well, moving on to things we own this week, I want to show off my Audrey Okea yeah. stickers.
Yes.
Which I actually showed Kelly in like you know in my excitement last week after we gave up on recording.
So there's some missing ones.
Yes, I started using them already. But basically, Audrey Okea, she's based in LA. She's like Chinese Filipino. And she just does these like whimsical illustrations of like, you know, I mostly bought her holiday stickers because she just does such a great job drawing the tree, you know, the little holly, the red mugs with cocoa. Like it's like the epitome of holiday motifs and done in this cute little like illustrated fashion. I also had, you know, funny enough, now that I'm drinking Honeycrisp apple juice, there she has a sheet called like apple something, and it's just like houses made of apple, a little wreath with apples in it, and I love apples, so this is like one of the cute sticker themes I haven't seen in a while, so I was like, oh, it's really fall-y, it's very nice.
I would categorize that one as apple cottage core.
Yeah, that's right. And like a nice little apple cider thingy here going on. And then finally, this one's called Winter Neutral, which I've already used a few because I was using it to decorate my Vashon Island retreat that I went on 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and so that's I was fun. Using
it. Has like that kind of muted color, like trees, also very winter holiday-y. And she's actually she had like a sale when I purchased these. And then she had the Black Friday sale and the swap. It's a Saturday sale. Oh, no, she actually didn't participate in the Black Friday. I was wrong. She did it before the week before, you know, to kind of like not participate in the big sale. But right now, I saw that still some of her stuff are discounted still. So I think it's a good chance to go, you know, support her, you know, a really nice illustrator. She just came out with a cute Christmas card that I really want called the Bear and Bunny blank Christmas card. So it's just your typical greeting card. But she like die cut it, so the card itself is like the shape of a window with like the arch round top. That's so it's not adorable. not just a rectangular card, but like an actual fold out. It's like a little cottage core style card.
It is, yeah.
Anyway, I love her stuff. She's amazing. She for me, so like my winter go to illustrators are Audrey Okea, Paper Minty Studio, they have a lot of good ones. And I think Opal and Fern had a lot of cozy ones as well. Mm. And so these are like illustrators that I really, really like. That kind of adds a little bit of that vibe.
I just noticed that my sparkly Starbucks cup matches this holographic ink.
Don't drink the wrong one.
Oh my gosh.
Be careful. What's your stuff this week? What do you have in your possession?
Well, so
did it arrive yet?
Yes, when I got this ink today, I also got a package from Tokyo Pen Shop, and I got my Dodo Airlines Uni Style Fit.
No. Yes.
And I realized that the one with, so it's a multi-pen, custom multi-pen, and I realized that the only one that has the Dodo Airlines logo was the 5 count, which I usually don't use multi-pens that are bigger than 3, but I was like, I have to have this.
The so Animal five Crossing. Refills. The Animal Crossing series that they did when Unistyle Fit, and I was the... There was KK Slider, right? And then there was some with the little Tom Nook babies, Timmy and Tommy.
Yes.
Oh my god, KK. Oh, you did get the KK Slider one. So that was a three.
This one is the 3. And I actually got this for my boyfriend. Because he's a guitar player, and I was like, what if I can get him into multi-pens or just gel pens?
Does he like Animal Crossing?
I don't think he likes Animal Crossing, but he plays guitar, so he is KK Slider.
Okay. All right.
And it's got little music notes on it. I don't know. I thought he would like it, so we'll see, I guess.
That's kind of cute. What's the the other one is Isabel and the Tom Nook and the two.
Yeah,
two
I know. I kind of wanted to buy all of them, but I just stopped at the two.
And when Kelly was showing me these, like, because I saw Tokyo Pen Shop like talk about them, I saw the Japanese sites talk about them. I didn't say anything to Kelly, and then she shared it to me. It was like, how can you not get these? And I'm like, Kelly, I'm a little bit over uni-style fit now. Like, I'm past. Well, I used to be a uni-style fit user. I used to have a lot of the inserts. and I loved uni-style fit, but I just have so much gel pens.
Yep.
There's just no room in my life for them anymore. So I'm like, I'm not getting back into hoarding cartridges and hoarding inserts for my uni style fit. I don't want to live that life again.
I totally get that. And, you know, my first love was the Pilot Coletto.
Ah, yeah, that was back then.
Yeah. Yeah, back in the day. Back in my, no, right when I got my students. Traveler's notebook. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like those multi-cartridge pens are perfect if you're a student. You're taking notes, you want to switch color quickly.
Yeah.
You like click, 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 and like there you go. So, and they still do come up with a lot of cute collaborations. So there's always new color barrels to collect. And there's like reliable gel pen inserts and stuff. So I used them all the way up to like, 2016 when I was still in school. And then I got out of school and I no longer have the need.
Well, look at this though. So I have my Animal Crossing A6 cover for Hobonichi and my Dodo Airlines pen that like,
through I'm the done pen now. Loop, just perfect. Send me a photo of that. So that's really cute. The Animal Crossing cover paired with the Uni Style Fit Dodo Airlines. I think the Dodo Airlines was definitely the best out of the set of four colors they came out with. Well,
because it makes you think of the little logo when it...
it looks like a company pen. It looks like if you fly on Dodo Airline and you, like, steal it from the front pocket. That's exactly what it looks like.
I love that. That's incredible.
So, I think that's a great pen.
Nice.
Okay, Kelly, something I want. You brought it to my attention, but I knew about it before you. I knew about it a week ago.
I brought it to your attention?
You shared it to me on Instagram.
That's right. I'm looking at the wrong thing.
Shachihata. Shachihata multicolor ink pads are back again with a vengeance, Kelly.
They sure are. Oh, my God. It's terrible.
Volume 3. So the first one was like, nature colors. So there was like a bunch of like, so what we're talking about here is Shachihata, which is an ink stamp brand. They're known for making ink pads for stampings and making stamps and all that stuff. And you probably know about their like cool Iromoyo something color stamps, you know, the ones that has a lot of great colors. But yep. They actually make these round, small, circular ones that's very prevalent in Asia because people usually carry stamps with their names on it to do things.
The honka.
For like actual life financial stuff, you use a real stamp with your name on it. So in that same shape, in that same like specification, they took the colors from the Iromoyo and made like a mixed palette of it. And so in that same ink pad, on the same impression, you can get multiple colors blend beautifully into a single print. And I got stuff from the second volume in which they mimic mm-hmm. the shades of the sky. So there was like sunset, there's twilight, and you get like a mixture in the same ink pad, the mixture of blue and yellow or like purple and red. So it was really nice. But this latest volume is phenomenal. Blew me away. Every single color. I want all of them. So yeah,
I think I need all of them too. After looking through this, I'm like, wow, this is not fair.
So this time it's the seasons. So they kind of take us from spring seasons. All the way to winter. And the first color already, they knew this is going to get you. Cherry blossom maniacs like us. Sees this color called Bright and Clear. They're so confident they don't even need to name it Cherry Blossom. Yeah. And people still get it. It's got like pink, a pale pink, this green, like blended into this interesting kind of camouflage style. And so whatever you stamp on, it's gonna look kind of had that blend of like a darker pink to like this green stem look. It's mm-hmm. really beautiful. And then as we move further down the season, there's the Sound of Rain, which has yes. this like kind of like the hydrangea, I think, color they're going for. So it's mm-hmm. like green and purple and yellow kind of mixed together. And then there's Cool Breeze, which is like for the hotter days of summer, you're kind of hoping for a cool breeze. So it's a mixture of this blue, teal, really kind of minty green color. I think the mint green is a new color, actually. I don't see it in the original lineup, so I think it's an interesting blend. And then yeah. of course you're getting into autumn, this amazing blend of like orange, red, yellow, and green. And then finally the color Snowscape, which has so gray good. Light blue, navy blue. So these five ink pads are just like representations of like the entire season. And I can imagine a person who's very extra, you know, earlier in the year during spring, I will exclusively use my pink, like the Bright and Clear ink pad for when I stamp my name, Hanko, and stuff everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then like change out my ink pads throughout the season. Although I don't know if these colorful ones are approved at banks and stuff. Maybe yeah,
probably not. Usually it's just red.
Usually it is just red. So these are just for fun, but we love stuff like this. And it's releasing today, actually. Well, actually yesterday in Japan because of the time difference. But mm-hmm. I know they're going to get snatched up real quick as they did for the past two volumes because these are like handmade. They really oh, have to like
I didn't know that
they have to hand blend the colors no way. Into that camouflagey look. Exactly.
That's so nuts.
It's a lot of work. And
yeah,
Chachihara actually came out with like a set of thing where it's like the empty ink pads and you can try to make your own. I think we talked about it before.
Yeah, man, but I still want one of those.
I know, right? But I don't think I think this one takes a lot more effort than that one to I guess maintain the saturation and the consistency of the color for these round ones. I bet the process is a little bit different. So I'm excited to get my hands on these. And you'll see me unbox it soon, I think.
I think it's so funny how, like, you know, trying to look at it from an outside perspective, like, why are you getting excited about an ink pad release? but it's like so dope. These are so good.
You can't see me, but I'm gesturing. I'm like waving. I'm so excited for this ink pad. It's so dope. Yeah.
They look really good. And I think April is finding a way to get her hands on them. So I'm going to have to swoop into Seattle and bring my best stamps with me.
Yeah, the downside with this kind of ink pads, which I found, is that you can't double stamp it. Right.
Yeah,
because otherwise have to you have to like go down in one swift stamp and dedicate and commit to it. Because if you lift it and try to like re-get color on it, you might stain it.
You can't pivot.
You can't pivot, exactly. So you have to like strategically choose the right size of stamp, and then like exert the right amount of pressure, keeping in mind it's a circle and the outside ring might need a lot more work than the inside ring because it's
this
also
might
like
be too stressful way. April
No, I'm getting a little worked up as I explain this.
Like, I'm
sweating. I'm
sweating
too. Oh my goodness. All right, I need to move on. This is getting too stressful. I love it, but it's a cool product and it's a niche product and it's not for the faint of heart.
That's for sure. Oh my gosh.
Okay, what do you want?
Oh man. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm minding my own business, checking in boxes at work like I do. And then I'm like, oh nice, a sailor box. And I look at the packing list, I'm like, oh, it's those Fika pens. All right, yeah, these are whatever. And then, like, I opened up this... Okay, if you guys don't know, Sailor came out with these tea time-themed pro gears. And the way that they made it sound is, like, they're gonna take... they're gonna make, like, themed pens that... theme around tea time or coffee time based in different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is inspired by Sweden, this first release. So we're really hoping for a Taiwan release with bubble tea, just mm-hmm. saying. Like, would that not fly off the shelves?
Wow, that's actually a very good idea. Like, imagine they did a cream and like a tapioca color on like the tip and the section.
Yes. Mm. Yes. So anyway, and oh, they did also release I guess a fika is an afternoon coffee break. That's like they say in their description, it's not about like just grabbing a quick cup of coffee and going on your way. It's about like savoring a moment to enjoy nice coffee with like maybe a little pastry, like what April and I do whenever we're together. And I you know, it's super cute, but I wasn't too into either of the colors really. So there's a normal size pro gear that's got like a light blue cap with a darker blue barrel, and then there's a pro gear slim that's this kind of transparent red. But the little section is a transparent brown, which is representing like the coffee, and like the finial has this little white. It's like a white finial on top, and it reminds me of like the cream in the coffee, and it's so cute. And like it came in, I was expecting to like hate this pen, and I open it up, I'm like, oh shit, like, is this gonna come home with me?
No, I like it. I know. I remember seeing this initially and it was just like completely unimpressed. Like, nope. I don't see any coffee theme to it. Like it doesn't shout coffee to me. And then turns out it was like the blue version was a tribute to the Fika cup, which is like Swedish ceramics. So,
yeah.
Okay. I get it. And then the red one was what they call, well, obviously we're going to say it wrong. Halogongrota.
Halongrota.
Halongrota?
I probably said it wrong.
Raspberry cave. So it's kind of like a Swedish pastry, I think.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And then finally, they had like an ink color. That's like finally Fika coffee. So I'm like, oh, I see. So it's a set. It's the cup, the pastry, and the coffee as the drink,
so
as the liquid.
all three.
Ah, oh, my goodness. Hey, but this, you know, this is a great couple's pen, right? Imagine the guy gets the blue one.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Or vice versa. Like, you know, it's a great pairing. It's like a nice coupling.
I like that. But see, the real bummer is that I think it's true for everybody, all the U.S. I think, is this a U.S. or a North America exclusive? No, I don't know.
I don't think so, yeah.
But the way the distribution has worked out, I'm pretty sure that everybody's inks have been back ordered. So we haven't gotten the inks yet. And I'm like, where's my coffee? I really want to swatch it so bad.
She needs her coffee now. Right now.
Yeah.
That's funny. Aw.
But don't write these off. LOL, because they're pens. Wow, that was a good one.
Oh, well, okay, how about those cat pens? I like DM.
Oh, God. Okay. So April forced me to look at these. Like, okay, I know we've talked about them before.
I used the Pokemon meme. On her Instagram, I sent her the Twitter screenshot and I said, "A wild Maya has appeared!" ! Did you not get it?
Yeah, for some reason, I didn't remember you saying it that way. Probably because I was too excited. But so, you know how we were taught, if you've been listening to the podcast, you know all about those really expensive, really hard to get Sailor Pro Gear fountain pens that are themed on different cat breeds. And they have an American Shorthair one, which is Maya. They also released one that is Emma, our previous cat.
Oh, I forgot.
With super fluffy Emma. And so the two of them next to each other, I'm like, wow, all right, thanks, Sailor, for attempting to steal everything. But I was telling April, it's the image that they released on their Twitter is very difficult to make out because it's all pixely and I need to see a better photo.
But the American Shorthair one is like that typical gray tabby. Like it's like that gray color with like the darker stripes, like the black stripes and stuff. And so the pen was portrayed in a similar, it's kind of like a transparent kind of like bluish gray color, misty color throughout, and then with like the black finial and then kind of like the silver, I guess, nib and stuff. And then obviously the Norwegian forest cat version of it is a warmer color with like a brown section, and it's again a little bit of a transparent vibe. These Nombos cat pens are always stunning. And remember when we talked about the ones before, we keep saying, well, there's not one that looks like Ozzy yet. There's not one that looks like Maya yet.
And,
well, here we are.
And then there we go. And now there goes our money.
I know.
It's so upsetting.
And is it a slim? Is it Pro Gear slim? It looks like it.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out. I know that I'm pretty sure these pens are somewhere to the tune of like $500, which is just insane.
I think it was like $300-ish. Oh. And then, yeah, it was $300. And then they just like, they get raised by the market. Well, $380. So I think maybe closer to the $400.
They're killing me.
It's 14K. It's got like EF to broad nib, so a great. And oh, there it goes. The price is like it's 30,000 yen.
Oh, that's not that bad. Let's go.
Let's go, right? And so, yeah, if anyone has the photo, like a more close up photo,
see why. I know you've got something over there.
I'm just glad they're sticking to the cats. If they go for like start to do like doggy breeds,
oh man,
I'm dead. Like,
imagine, see, there's so many different dog breeds to do.
Like,
I feel like there's more.
A golden doodle pen.
That would be cute. It would look like a snickerdoodle.
A little snickerdoodle. Anyway, I don't know. Yeah, Kelly wants 2 pence now, basically. Kelly wants 2 Sailor Pro gears.
It's terrible.
I'm glad I'm out. I'm like done for the year. Like, even if the J comes out, I might have to get it next year.
April. Let's be real with ourselves.
I'm not buying any more inks this year. I'm not buying any more pens this year. Here's me saying this at the last month of the year.
I'm skeptical.
What? Even at this time, you're still skeptical?
Yeah, no, I'm skeptical of you.
Anyway. Okay. So that's pretty much the main bulk of stuff that we want to talk about for this episode. We always wrap it up with something interesting. And I want to share the fact that Hobonichi Drawer Pouch has new patterns and new specifications, new sizes, new products.
They do?
Kelly, yes. Hobonichi Drawer Pouch is the accessory lifestyle section of the Hobonichi brand. And you know about the Ane. The drawer pouch is basically like the pen case accessory pouch stuff. Mm. And so they had expanded beyond that rectangular pouch configuration to now a tote. There's an anytime tote, which is this huge side tote. It looks like the size of an IKEA bag. Like an IKEA shopping bag. A little bit. It's really big. Or either the model is too skinny and small. Like,
that's also probably true.
That thing drops her. Seriously. But there's also the Anytime Tote Petite, which is the smaller version.
Oh, that's cute. And I
appreciate that they make the handle long so you can wear it over your shoulders.
Yes.
Because that's what's most useful. Like, if you imagine, like, there's a lot of, like, those lunchbox totes that you can only carry in your hands. And once it gets heavy, it's really hard to hold on to stuff.
And I like in this really cute one, the lady is at one of those Japanese-style bakeries where you get the little tongs and put all your pastries in the little bag.
And the final size is the Anytime Drawstring Bag, which is super cute. I think this is such a cute little Japanesey tote thing.
Oh, it's like a keen... What are those called? The keen... Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
When you go to Matsuri and you take one of these?
Yes, you kind of hold it in your, like, it's just a little sling pouch. It's a very, you know, cute little bag that girls carry, you know, to occasions. And so there's a drawstring version as well. And so these are new additions, and they introduced 3 new patterns for your choosing. And by the way, because of that, they're doing a huge discount on Amazon right now. Hobonichi store is doing like a 50% off on existing drawer pouches.
Wait, but I tried only on Amazon? Morning.
Yeah, Amazon.com.
You know Amazon, how Amazon or Amazon JP?
No, Amazon.com, like Amazon here.
Gosh.
Hobonichi started expanding their like online store on Amazon right now. So I remember telling you guys, wasn't that kind of a blow to retailers? But whatever.
That's yeah, really it is. But I'm going to look.
A 50% coupon. Anyway, usually when they do discounts on Amazon, that means there's new pattern. That's what people are saying.
Oh.
And then did you see the newest color? They had like the neon tartan was reintroduced. The field of flowers was reintroduced. What is that other one? Oh, the Minamo was reintroduced from the cover lineup. But a new pattern. Cat lovers, get ready. It's called Whisker Cat. It's this navy color background. Cute little, like, kind of string dotted line. And then all these silly cat faces with, like, the whiskers. There's, like, wisp of fabrics. Like, kind of adhering to it. That represents the whiskers of the cat. And there's so many cats in one pattern. So
it's really cute.
And it's available in, like, the drawer pouch style. It's available in the pocket. It's available in the Ane. So those who like cats, something to look out for. It's also on sale today. but yeah, the totes are cute. I kind of want the tote. I want the petite the anytime.
It's a good one.
Toad petite, and maybe in the whisker cat color. Of but course. I know that's gonna. But I also know that one's gonna sell out like the fastest. Actually, wait, no, I take that back. Ukrainian flowers in the anytime toad petite is gonna sell out the fastest. Yeah, then the whisker cat.
Yeah.
Then the field of flowers. Kind of basically the order they had it in. Yeah. But anyway, oh, yeah, man. Usually Hobonichi, here's the pattern, everyone. Take notes of the pattern. Usually September is the launch of the covers, mm-hmm. and then December is the launch of drawer pouches. Then spring next year, February, is the launch of the spring covers. And then July will be like the launch of another set of drawer pouch items.
I'm not going to lie. The other day, I was thinking about spring release. I was like, it's coming.
It's time to think about spring release, right?
I'm such a... Oh, well, at least I'm not alone here.
Oh, man. Hobonichi out to get us. Man. Like, nonstop.
Yeah, Hobonichi and a good thing to segue into... Animal Crossing is also out all the time. April told me about this planner that, don't worry, I'm not going to get. I'm not even going to go close to it. But
who are you assuring?
Yourself? Mostly myself. So it says, Atsumari Dobutsu no Mori, which, what's Atsumare again? What does that mean? Or, oh, I think that's just New Horizon, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Atsumare.
So it's just got like the title of the oh well hold on. Is it an A5 size? Oh no, it says B6 Saizu.
Yes.
Saizuwa B6, 192 page, 1760 yen. That's really not that expensive. It's a little and they have all the little I didn't see this before.
You might have to get it now.
I know, I might have to get it now. So they have It's a dated planner, so it's got a monthly section, and it's got your typical week and memo with the week on the left side, the memo on the right side. But in the monthly calendar section, there's little tiny heads of birthdays for all the villagers, and it's so yes. cute. Oh my god, I can't even look at that. It's so adorable. The only bummer is that on the week and memo, the memo side, they do use lines, which is, I guess, whatever, but just saying.
And I assume the paper is probably your normal planner paper from Japan, you know, but hey, it works with most gel pens, so it's fine.
I would also go so far as to say is it would probably handle fountain pen pretty well because it's from Japan and they just do, like, even if it's like quote unquote crappy paper, it's still pretty good. And you know, it comes with a little memo page. There's like little Timmy and Tommy at the bottom. It's just cuter than crap, of course.
I'm just like, where would you get this? Like, how would you buy this? Maybe it might show up on Amazon Japan, you think? Maybe?
Yeah, what does it even say? I don't even know what the brand on this is. Or it's just Nintendo.
The brand is like that media company that comes out with a lot of magazines and like it's kind of like an e-commerce site. So yeah, it's called Treasure Island Channel, basically, if you translate it directly.
Oh, well, okay.
They do a lot of products. So I saw it and I immediately sent it Kelly's way. I was like, hey. Another planner.
Hey. It also says Shiru. So there's a sticker sheet included. There's too. Stickers too. No, where is that? I don't see that anywhere.
They're just teasing me.
Oh. I'm dead.
And you can use it all the way till March next year. That's what I love about these planners.
I know. I love Japan. They just do us cute. So right.
And I like the cover actually too. It's like it has all the little faces of them, you know, lined up. And then, like, the top is, like, green. It's, like, a nice foresty green. So.
It's very April.
It's very elegant. It's a very elegant Animal Crossing journey. Yeah. So it's cute, cute right. enough to be in an office. Open it, not the same story, but still. You might have to get this, I feel like. And then it'll go with your Hobonichi thing. Well,
if someone wants to get me a Christmas present, I'm just kidding. I really don't need this. Oh, I like how it says Otona Kawaii Techo, which it means like adult cute planner. It's for adults. Cute. It says so.
Ah, lovely. Well, we'll share all these photos that we talked about today on Instagram, so you guys can also take a peek at what we're all so excited about. And as always, you know, you can find us at the Stationery Cafe. We bring you fun content like this weekly, where Kayla and I talk about fun stationery news and stuff. So yeah, stay tuned, and we'll see you next week. Bye, Kelly.
Bye, April.